Let me read this about the Dolphins draft from Dave Hyde. This is what I wanted to talk about here. So this is what Dave Hyde wrote in the Sun Sentinel a couple days ago. The first question isn't the one everyone's asking. It's not who the Miami Dolphins will draft Thursday night with the 21st pick. It's not if another offensive lineman is the best option or which player could provide the most immediate help. The question, as always, is this. Do you trust Chris Greer's offseason? This is Greer's sixth year running the show as general manager, uppercase, as the boss in charge. It's his ninth year running the draft as general manager, lowercase, answering to Mike Tannenbaum. The Dolphins, in that span, have had three coaches, an expired three-year plan, an expired five-year plan, 10 first-round picks, and still no playoff wins. Zero. One recent narrative is the Dolphins might have to try to pause their Super Bowl hopes this season to organize their salary cap after overspending so much and having the least draft capital of any team in history over a three-year stretch ending this weekend. That's rich. Have the Dolphins been a legitimate contender lately to pause that? Can you contend while having a 24-year stretch without a playoff win, the longest drought in the NFL? The pressing issue this offseason includes following a plan where the Dolphins had a measly 8 draft picks and only one as high as the second round the previous 2 years, and enter tonight without a third or fourth round pick. That tells you how many draft picks they traded and money that they spent. Oh, got a pop-up ad.
Oh, worse.
Sun Sentinel. I was rolling there, too.
Yeah, you were going.
It was like a book on tape. That tells you how many draft picks they've traded, money they've spent buying big stars to win now, like Tyreek Hill, Jalen Ramsey, and Bradley Chubb. Only they haven't won yet. Will they? A perfect draft is needed to help stem the loss of offseason talent as the bill has started coming due for their spending. Greer can draft players, go down his drafts. They're fine. He's missed some, the way everyone does, and hit some more. But his most proven three picks thus far, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Laremy Tunsil, and Christian Wilkins, aren't with the team anymore in a way that illustrates larger problems. Wilkins was a dollar decision caused by all his recent overspending. Fitzpatrick, who's on a Hall of Fame path in Pittsburgh, was traded because Greer ceded to coach Brian Flores his stronger wishes. Tunsil's trade to Houston might prove to be the most bountiful trade in team history. Greer created that trade too. But the larger result all these years later is Houston rebuilt, won a playoff game last season, and looks set up to contend for years, while the Dolphins used all those picks and still haven't won anything. See how the issues go far beyond nonstop who do they pick at number 21 question. Consider, how do they build? What positions do they value? How is this offseason helping last year's? There's also a need for a strong football voice to steer this franchise in proper ways. Look what owner Steve Ross has stepped into in recent years, hiring a coach in Flores who wouldn't follow the tank for tomorrow blueprint, offering Flores money to lose games, publicly lying about the manner of chasing quarterback Deshaun Watson and the tampering charge and going after Tom Brady that the NFL conflated in reporting the pay-to-lose idea and take away a third-round pick this year. Isn't part of Greer's and CEO Tom Garfinkel's job keeping this franchise pointed toward winning? Look at the ways they've gone off course in an embarrassing manner. Yet, 'tis the season of mock drafts. Everyone has one. But the real mock draft is of the talent picking the talent, of those organizing and building teams of each franchise. First, there's your elite architects, and I can go on and on, but you get the idea.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. And people,
Dave Hyde ends it with, the Dolphins are on the clock for the 21st pick. More than that, isn't Greer on the clock as this latest five-year plan continues into a sixth year? Is midnight striking, or are good answers finally coming?
And if you want to look, if you want to break down every team and every GM, I would say my simple answer is yes. I like Chris Greer. I think Chris Greer wants to do it. You started with Mike Pouncey, Ryan Tannehill, which people have a funny feeling about Tannehill because of the fact that, you know, he didn't take us to the promised land, but Tannehill's a Pro Bowler. Like, that's what it is. Lamry Tunsil, they were picked. Micah Fitzpatrick, one of the best safeties in the league. We have the Charles Harris's. We have the Devontae Parker's. Tua's a Pro Bowler. Christian Wilkins, a Pro Bowler. Austin Jackson, Noah Igbinoghi.
You don't have, like, Christian Wilkins being a Pro Bowler, it's a good pick. But Chris Greer's job is to make sure that those picks end up, if they're good, being Miami Dolphins for a long time.
Jalen Waddle, Jalen Phillips, both top-tier talent. So Chris Greer's evaluation of talent, and I've told the story before. Chris Greer was the regional scout that came to Florida and recruited me and talked to me. Like, Chris Greer can evaluate talent. I would question Chris Greer's capology. Like, what is it? Andy Ellisberg with the Heat, where he has to work the numbers out. So you should not question at all Chris Greer's talent evaluation because he knows players that can play. He can watch a football game and say, this dude is a Pro Bowl type player. This dude is an NFL starter. I would question his capology and if he could work the numbers out.
Well, and there's a greater problem too, is that you can bring in talent, but if it doesn't work, if it doesn't translate to wins, are you successful at it? I don't know who the general manager is in Phoenix, Solana. I don't know who's responsible for putting together KD and Devin Booker and Bradley Beal.
James Jones.
On paper, is it James Jones?
Yeah, I don't. Is
oh,
the
well, then I stand
manager?
With him because I'm a Hurricane. Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. KD needs to step it up. Terrible example by me.
He got to figure it out, O2. He got to figure it out.
But that's, I mean, in all honesty, like, okay, you can bring in talent. If it doesn't translate to wins, are you successful? Like, at what point, Dave Hyde's saying, at what point when the 3-year plan becomes a 5-year plan and then is a 6-year plan and the talent all seems to be there and every year you go, oh, it looks like they finally got it together and you still don't have a single playoff win to show for it, at what point do you go, yeah, it looks like it's working, but it's not working?
And that would be the question of the success, the playoff success. So we're going between the Heat and the Dolphins, where the Heat now have been to multiple finals, even after the Big Three. But the Dolphins have not won a playoff game that long.
24 years.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's on Greer. Is it talent? Is it the weather in KC this year? Is it, there's so much more context to it. But I really, like I just said, I really feel like Chris Greer knows how to evaluate who can play football and who can't. The structure of it and the structure of the financial side of it is where you should question Chris Greer. But if you want Chris Greer to look at a player and know if he can play in the league, he can do that. He knows that. This guy's going to be very good in the NFL, and this guy won't, other than Noah Igbinoghi. That's the outlier of all this stuff. Noah Igbinoghi was the one that had me hot about Chris Greer. And when I talk to Chris Greer, I'll tell him. I've already told him, and I'll tell him again.
Somebody texts in, Hawk started talking sports immediately this segment, saw Crowder with a slice of pizza, and immediately was detoured into food talk. That's how my brain works.
Because I got a hot pizza right here.
All right, let me go. Let me talk about BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. Enjoy that Detroit style za.